Good morning, everyone. Morning. Morning. Welcome to our service this morning. It's good to see you. In the Bible, it says this about Jesus. It says this, that Jesus, in all things, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. There's lots of people we think, oh, they might be good to do this, they might be good to rule that, they might be good, but actually there's no human being who can fully rule the world in the right way. And this morning we're going to have our very own elections here at Cottenham Baptist Church. Not for someone to rule the world, although, maybe. But we recognise, first of all, before we do this, that we're all human beings. And the one who rules in the best way is, of course, Jesus, who in all things were created for him and by him. And at this very moment, all things work because Jesus is enabling them to work. So we're going to stand together this morning and sing our first song, which is all about Jesus being at the centre of everything. So let's stand and sing Jesus Be the Centre. I've noticed, I don't know whether you've noticed this, that in recent weeks things have started to appear in Cottenham. It's very strange. Normally they've appeared in people's gardens. I don't know whether you've noticed. Sometimes they've appeared in people's windows. It's very odd. They are different colours, these things. Normally blue or yellow or red or green. Has anyone else noticed strange things appearing in Cottenham? It makes me think that it is time for something to take place. Because these things, you've seen them, very good. These things, they're telling us to do something. It's very odd. Yes, are you all right? Flowers? No, they're not flowers. No. Yes. The general election. This coming Thursday, we are having a general election. And in the gardens or in the windows, you might have seen signs. Normally in this village, I've seen signs for the Lib Dems, for Labour, for the Greens and for the Tories. There are other parties, but I haven't seen many signs for them. And we are being encouraged to vote for the next person to lead the country. Now, unless you've been asleep or out of the country for the last 2 months, you cannot have failed to notice that we are building up to a general election. There have been debates. There's been publicity, there's been hustings, including one up at All Saints, which is very good, I have to say. There have been arguments, there's been backbiting, there's been promises thrown out here and there. You cannot fail to notice that on Thursday there is a general election. Well, to continue with this build-up, this morning, right here in Cottenham Baptist Church, we are going to have our own election. Cue excitement and cheering. Oh, goodness me. Okay. We've got three parties here this morning. Yes, three. I would like to invite the candidates up. I will tell you who they are, the people who you are listening to, and then you get a chance to vote for every single one of you, no matter how old or young. Everyone here, there's no postal votes, but everyone here can vote. So first of all, I would like you to encourage that candidates with lots of cheering and etc, etc. First of all, I would like to invite the candidate up who will be leading the Sunshine Party. Lydia Newton, please, everyone. Well done, Lydia. Do come and take a seat here with suitable props. Excellent. Okay, Lydia is the leader of the Sunshine Party. I'd also like to invite the leader of the Young at Heart Party, Miranda, if you could come up, please. Wonderful. I'm mesmerised. by the wind. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Please sit down. And finally, I'd like to invite our last candidate up. This person is from the No Greens Party. Conrad, if you'd like to come up, please. Very sedate and just quite casual. They're wonderful. These are our candidates for our election. You have opportunity today to vote for one of these people. I'm going to give them a couple of minutes to explain what their policies are. I want you to listen carefully to their policies. There may be opportunity to ask the odd question afterwards. So think about what you might like to ask these wonderful candidates who have given up their time to be here this morning. And they all have other things to do as well. And they're local people standing for you. Anyway, let's stop all that. First of all, I'd like to invite Lydia up to lay out her policies for you this morning.
Okay, so these are our promises. 12 hours of sunshine every day. Rain only at night. Free designer sunglasses for everyone.
Woo! Yes.
Free ice cream every day. And also, we're going to change the geography of the country so that no place is more than 50 miles from the sea, the Scottish Highlands, the Norfolk Broads, the New Forest, and the Lake District. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A round of applause. Thank you, if you'd like to take a seat. So, there's some very interesting promises, which I think you agree are very, very good. Right, now I'd like to invite Miranda up from the Young at Heart Party.
Right, our promises. Double pensions.
No, Terry?
Over 60s will no longer have to pay gas or electricity bills. Over 60s can have a month's free holiday anywhere in the world. Every year. There'll be free supermarket shopping for pensioners every Tuesday. And there'll be a free chauffeur and car for all the over 60s. Thank you.
I think you'll agree there's some good policies there. I look around and see that you might be struggling. But never mind. I would like to invite Conrad, our next candidate, for the No Greens Party.
Thank you. So, yes, I'm representing the No Greens Party, and you'll realise that I represent many of you. Our promises are, for many of you, you'll just need to look around, are longer school holidays. Shorter school days with more breaks. And free toys, games, videos, and obviously music downloads. I mean, we cannot get by without that kind of thing these days. We need to get with it. We need a minimum of £20. Sorry, Nicola wrote this up in very small type. Our manifesto is really large, and it'll come out officially tomorrow. £20 pocket money every week, and my constituents, whom I represent. The children won't have to eat food they don't like, which is why we are the Greens. No.
Wonderful. Did you all get the policies and promises of the party? The Sunshine Party, basically. All about the sun, really. The Young at Heart Party, all about those who are young at heart. And the No Greens, all about lots of very exciting things that we don't have to do. Woo! Excellent! Are there any questions from the audience here? Yes. OK, we have a question for the Sunshine Party, a very good and intuitive question. How do you plan to get 12 hours of sunshine per day? Would you like to come and answer that, please?
Well, it's currently sort of under development. So, yeah, we're happy to talk to you about how we might do that.
Excellent answer. I think you'll agree. Very political. Okay, any other questions from anyone? Oh, all very quiet. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Did everyone hear the question?
Yes.
So the question was about longer holidays, because we understand that certain segments of the population might find that that would put them at disadvantage when most of my constituents are on holiday. And I think you've got something there. And maybe if we can find some money in the budget, we can speak to the Sunshine Party and we can give you a little bit of what you're after as well.
Very good. Is there a bit of a coalition? I wonder. Yes, okay. First question here. At what age does the £20 pocket money stop? Good question.
Sorry, I did mention this earlier, but a full manifesto will be available tomorrow. Sorry, a bit of an unfair question. I have not had time to read everything Nicola has written up for us.
Full manifesto tomorrow. Sorry about that. Yes. Will the over 60s come back from their holiday? Do they just get one? Shall we?
So it means
can't reach. No worries. No, it's fine.
Okay. Well, as I said, it's supposed to be every year. So that just by having to say that means they are coming back and then going away again, year after year after year.
Okay, don't rub it in now. Thank you. Wonderful. Okay. Oh, and now everyone. Okay. Yes. First here. Any policies regarding anyone younger than 60?
Well, the full details will be laid out in the festival.
Wonderful answer. Yes.
This is going to our Amazon party. If in the event of mind you get an overall majority, would you be prepared to work together? And if so, which aspects of your policy would be non-negotiable?
Very good question, David. Yes.
Well, there'll definitely be free ice cream then.
Oh.
Good answer. Any?
I definitely think that we could work together. Ice cream.
Yes. Chauffeur-driven cars for the younger ones.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Some. Disabled.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough. And there was one more question over here. Yes. Oh, please, please. No, no, please. Yes.
What flavour of ice cream?
Wonderful question.
Flavours. Any flavour you want.
Any flavour you want.
That's not answering the question. This is typical of Sunshine.
Thank you. No greens. Manifesto out tomorrow. Yes. Okay, well, I think we've heard quite a lot from our candidates. Would you like to give them a round of applause? Because, you know, obviously they didn't see the questions beforehand, so they've just been answering them as they come to them, and clearly we can see that. Okay, right, now we have opportunity to vote for these wonderful parties. If one of these people gets in, imagine what might happen. You have the power to elect one of these people or not. It's simple. On each table at the side of the platform, we have a number of coloured cards. We have a blue card, which represents the Younger Heart Party. We have a pink card, which really should be red, to represent the No Greens Party. Don't get confused. Red for the No Greens. Blue for the Younger Heart, and of course yellow for the Sunshine Party. All you need to do is pick one colour for the party that you would want to be in power, and then we have our little ballot box where you slip in your little bit of paper. Then David will count the votes that have been cast and we will have our next candidate picked. Everyone can vote. And really, I would like to say that everyone should vote. It's a very important decision. We don't have a postal vote, but we can have, yes, proxy vote if there's someone who could come and take your place for you if you'd like to tell them the colour. Okay, round of applause, please, for No Greens and for the Younger Heart and for the Sunshine Party. I'm now going to ask the candidates to go and take their place among you, the normal, everyday people, so that if you would like to chat to them a bit further just before you vote, then you may. But the voting is now open and will only be open for 2 minutes. So come and cast your vote. One vote per person, that is all. Choose the party you would like to vote for. No, I'm sorry, the privacy of this election is a bit dubious. No, no little ballot boxes, sorry. Oh no, failed. Next time, we'll do it right.
Not really a secret ballot, is it?
Grumbling and moaning from the electorate. Well, that's not new, is it? Oh, I haven't voted, hold on. Oh, I like that covering up the vote, it's very good. 30 more seconds as everyone cast their vote. One vote per person. Calm down, steady, steady. David is a very honest person, even though he's Lydia's father. It's fine. Okay. In a little while, it may take a little while to count all those votes, so don't get too excited yet. But in a little while, we will find out who it is everyone has voted for. But one thing is sure, though, whoever is elected into power will bring about drastic changes, whether it be 12 hours of sunshine per day or chauffeur-driven cars for a lot of people now, or longer school holidays. Drastic changes will take place, won't they? Or will they? This is the thing, isn't it? Because every 4 years in our country, we vote for someone to go into power. And when we vote, we have all these hopes. We think, well, maybe this time things will change. And we have all these promises. They promise this and they promise that and they promise the other, and we think, oh yeah, that's good, I like that. Oh, that might work quite well. And we vote for this big change. But then every year, because of pressures and problems and maybe false promises, we feel we've been let down in one way or another. The person we voted for, the party we voted for, doesn't always do the things we want them to do. And they don't always do the things that they promised to do. Because at the end of the day, we are voting for human beings. People just like you and me who make mistakes, who under pressure get things wrong, who when they come into a job find that actually these things they promised are not going to work. And so it's good that when we're coming up to a general election and we're putting our trust in human beings, we know that ultimately we have a God who never lets us down. That whatever happens in this election, this one here, and the general election, we have a God who is faithful. And not only that, we have a God who has promised lots of things to us. And he never breaks his promises. ever. This is the God we believe in, who is far above us in the way that he thinks, in the things that he does. He is a faithful God, and he always will be. So before we find out our election results, so we've had our election, we've had the count. Could I please ask the candidates to stand where they are to receive the results? The Young at Heart Party received 2 votes. The No Greens Party received 11 votes. The Sunshine Party received 25 votes. I am pleased to say that the Sunshine Party will now be our new party in power. Round of applause, please. This is a little unexpected, but have you anything you'd like to come and say to people? Please do come and receive the good wishes. Thank you to the other parties. Thank you for your time, efforts, promises.
Thanks to everyone who voted for me, and hopefully I'll be able to provide what you asked for.
Thank you again for your very... And now the hard work begins. And next week we will be seeing how the Sunshine Party have got on with their promises. It's a tough call, but thank you for your time. I'd now just like you to take a look at the screen. This has been a mock election. Of course, Lydia, we won't hold you to your promises. But we are about to enter a time of a real election, and I'd just like you to take a look at what's on the screen for a moment. These days, the election is only accessible for those people of a certain age and those people who have registered. For many of us here, we will be unable to vote on Thursday in the election. And some of us here might not want to vote in the election on Thursday. But you know, the Bible calls us, whether we vote or not in this general election, to be interested in people who are in power. And not just interested, but to be involved with people who are in power. In the book of 1 Timothy, it says this: the first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray everywhere you know how for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well, so that we can be quietly about our business of living simply in humble contemplation. Pray especially for rulers and those who govern, that they will govern well. The first thing we can do, whether we're able to vote or not, is to pray. To pray for people who are in power. Not just praying that they will get things right and do what we want them to do, but praying that God will be with them in the decisions they have to make, in the stresses that they have, in the problems that they are expected to solve. We are called to pray, whether we're really young or whether we're a lot older, whether we can vote or whether we can't. God calls us to pray for those who are in government. But the election can also prompt us, whether we can vote or not, to think about the things that we believe in and the way that we behave. To think about the way that we speak to people and the things of God that we show to other people. So that the things of God aren't just about being in church, but they're about being at home, and they're about being at school, they're about being in our workplaces, they're about being wherever we are. So that we act and speak in ways which show the way of God to other people. So that we pray for those in government, but we act under the authority of God. So people can see there is a different way of being, there is a different way of living, and there is one whose promises are never broken. So as we gather here, let us pray together as we are called to, as the people of God, to pray for those in government. So let's spend a moment of prayer before we have our final song together. Thank you for coming and taking part in our election. Thanks again to the candidates. Maybe they should be offered first refreshments after all the hard work they've put in. Oh, Miranda's serving refreshments. You see, here's a woman. Oh, and Paula's helping. Wonderful. Here's a woman who's local to the community. Anyway, thank you for coming. And I hope that you have opportunity to vote
on Thursday. Please enjoy tea and coffee.
Thank you.